Hello and welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Lily, and with me here today is Sun Chen.
Hey, 你好吗？我们今天要说的就是怎么样才能在英国拿到驾驶执照。
Imagine that one day you come to the UK, you'd probably want to get yourself a driving license. So why not learn some basic vocabulary to get you started?
Good idea. 不过呀，我们还是先来学几个有关考驾照必用的词儿。
Here's the first group of words and expressions.
首先就是驾照
driving license,
还有实习驾照
provisional driving license,
理论考试
theory test,
路考
Road test.
说了这么多词儿，你要是不能把它们全记住的话，千万不要着急。我们一会儿边说一边还会经常说到这些个词汇。
Have you got your UK driving license, Sun Chen?
Yes, I have. 但是我有一条可以肯定，那就是想要在英国考驾照可是非常非常难。不信，我们就来听听这些人是怎么说的。
It took me 4 times to pass my driving test.And I think if I hadn't passed on the 4th time, I would have just given up because I thought it was so difficult. I couldn't bear it any longer.
Oh, my driving test. Well, I passed on my 2nd attempt.
Well, for me, it took me 7 times to pass the driving test. But I'm not the worst. My dad took 11 times.
Well, I'm not surprised, because most people I know didn't pass the first time, that's for sure.
没错，我觉得在考驾照这方面，英国的标准可是出了名的高。UK is probably the most difficult country to get a driving license.
But you know, there's a strong reason for the UK to keep their standard high. Peter Burton is the Assistant Chief Driving Examiner. He said it's extremely important to keep the testing standard high.
But in today's road and traffic conditions, things are getting more and more difficult. There's currently 3,500 people a year being killed, and we certainly don't want to lower any standards and add to that.
听他这么一说，我觉得就是难点儿也是有情可原。可别忘了，每年有差不多3,500人就是在公路的交通事故上丧生的。
You can also say that 3,500 people die in traffic accidents each year.
So they wouldn't lower any standards.就是降低标准。
In fact, the UK has tightened their procedures since 1996.
反而考驾照的过程还是越来越严格。Listen to Peter Burton again.
The test was changed in 1996, and we actually split off the theory test part of the test into a separate test. Unfortunately, the pass rate at the moment is quite low, running at about 43-44%.
要说起来，在1996年以前，英国还只有路考，但是后来在考驾照的过程当中又增加了笔试。
Yes, they split off the theory part of the test into a separate test. Split off.
说的就是单独对待 ,split off.
Unfortunately, the pass rate is rather low. Did you catch the pass rate, Sun Chen?
Yes, 43%. That's less than half.
Pass rate.
就是通过驾驶考试的比例。
The pass rate for first-time applicants is even lower.
我们一会儿啊，还要专门请教一位英国的驾驶教练员，来让他跟我们说说在英国考驾照的一些基本常识。
Now, let's have a quick recap of the words we have learned so far.Traffic conditions,
路况
Traffic accidents,
交通事故
Tighten the procedure,
严格考试过程
Lower the standard,
降低标准
Pass rate,
通过考试的比例
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
我们今天说的就是在英国开车还有怎么着才能考到英国的驾照。
To find out the basic steps for getting a UK driving license, I interviewed an experienced driving instructor, Ken Watson.
Hi, my name's Ken Watson. I'm a driving instructor for 7 years. I've worked for the largest company in Britain. The first thing you need to do is to apply for a provisional license. You fill in the form, supply 2 photographs, pay the fee, and send it off to the DVLA, who then will issue with a provisional driving license.
考驾照的第一步就是先要申请一个实习驾照。
Yes, you need to apply for a provisional license. You need to fill in a form, supply 2 photographs, and pay the fee.
你还得填写一张申请表，还要附上2张照片和手续费。
Once the DVLA has received all these, they will issue a provisional license. Can you explain DVLA in Chinese, Sun Chen?
Sure. DVLA 就是司机和车辆登记处，就有点像中国的交管局。
And the minimum age is 17. That's a legal requirement.
Once you get your provisional driving license, you can start taking driving lessons. And that's where the real excitement starts, I suppose.
那是当然，不过要是到了驾驶课的这个阶段，这个可就跟中国就太不一样了。在中国，我们都是在驾校学开车，但是在英国，你从摸车的第一天开始就直接上路了。
You are right, Sun Chen. So you'll have to face a real-life situation. Listen to Ken again.
Yes, you're actually on the road. You're actually on the road with other traffic, other pedestrians, buses, lorries, cyclists. You're sharing the road.
It's a real-life situation.
Real-life situation.
不过这个听起来对那些一丁点开车经验都没有的初学者来说可是真有点较劲。Real-life situation 要的就是这种真实的驾驶感受。
With pedestrians, lorries, and cyclists all on the road.
行人 pedestrians, 还有 lorries, 货车。更多的还有好多骑车的人 cyclists。
Yes, we have a booklet called The Highway Code, which contains all the rules and regulations of the road. It has signs, markings, the rules of the road, and the things that the drivers should do.
The Highway Code is the ultimate guide that drivers must follow.
交通公路标识是每个驾驶员都必须要遵守的准则。
You must learn by heart the signs, markings, and rules of the road.
有各种各样的标志、划线，还有道路交通的法规。
So, you learn the Highway Code and take driving license. Then, when you think you are ready, you can take the theory test.
英国驾照的笔试呢有两个部分，我们来让 Ken 给我们说说。
The theory test is in two parts. One is you get 35 questions. You have to answer 30 out of 35 to pass that part. And the second part is the new part. It's the hazard perception test, where you sit in front of a computer and they run video clips, and you have to watch out for developing and potential hazards.And you click on the mouse. The earlier you spot it, the more points you score.
笔试分为两个部分，第一部分是有关道路交通标识的考试，一共是35道题。第二部分是对突发事件预测能力的考试。
For the hazard perception part, you will see some video clips on the computer screen. Video clips.
就是在这部分考试当中，你会看到一些视频的交通片段。当你要感觉有交通事故要发生的时候，你得赶快点击你的鼠标。
Right.The quicker your reaction, the more points you score.
笔试总共有75道题，但是你必须至少答对44道题才行。
The theory test is valid for 2 years, in which you need to take the practical test or road test.
Valid for 2 years. 笔试通过的有效期是2年。你要是在2年之内没有拿到驾照，你还得再重新考一回。
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
In BBC Learning English today, we are talking about how to get a UK driving license.
根据2004年英国的官方统计数字，驾照通过的比例才只有 43%, 没什么人能够在第一次就考过。
So what are the most common mistakes that cause drivers to fail the road test?Here is our guest driving instructor Ken from London.
These are the top 5 common mistakes that happen on the practical test. Observation at road junctions. Reversing around the corner from a major road into a minor road. Proper observation. Steering, not proper use of the steering. Steering with one hand, letting the wheel spin back. Parallel parking or the reverse parking exercise. Again, the same thing.You need to make sure you're under control, use plenty of observation, and you're accurate. And the last one, gears, the right gear for the speed.
Well, according to Ken, the most common mistakes that cause people to fail are observation at road junctions.
就是在路口的观察够不够好。
Reversing around the corner.
从主路倒进小路的把口。
And steering.
就是对方向盘的把握。
Parallel parking with reverse parking exercise.
平行停车还有倒进停车位的练习。
Changing gear.
换挡。
I think it would be interesting to find out from people who recently passed their test about their experience. Earlier, we spoke to 3 young British people, Neil, Finn, and Emily. Let's listen to their stories.
Taking the test was very nerve-wracking. My leg was shaking on the pedal. And afterwards, when the examiner started asking me questions. He was very angry with me, and I thought, there's no chance, I've blown it. But fortunately, I passed.
Well, the first time when I did my test in London, they've got very big three-lane roundabouts, which I found quite difficult to negotiate.
It took me three goes to pass my test. The first time I failed because I stalled going up a hill. I think the second time I did a reverse part and I went too far away from the curb.
There is some good vocabulary there, so let's listen to them one by one again.
The first one is nil.
Taking the test was very nerve-wracking. My leg was shaking on the pedal. And afterwards, when the examiner started asking me questions, he was very angry with me, and I thought, there's no chance, I've blown it. But fortunately, I passed.
He said it was nerve-wracking. He was extremely nervous.
绝对是那种弦绷得特别紧。
As the examiner was very angry, he thought he had blown it. He thought he had failed.
要说是给废了，当然就是没通过, to have blown it.
Now let's listen to Finn and try to find out why he failed the first time.
Well, the first time when I did my test in London, they've got very big three-lane roundabouts, which I found quite difficult to negotiate.
It was the big roundabout that Finn found it difficult to negotiate. Roundabout and negotiate.
大环岛, big roundabout. Negotiate 就是通过.
Now listen to Emily and see why she failed the first and second time.
The first time I failed because I stalled going up a hill. I think the second time I did a reverse part and I went too far away from the curb.
Now let's look at some of the words she used. Stalled going uphill.
Stalled going uphill. 上坡熄火.
Reverse parking.
倒进停车位, reverse parking.
Too far away from the curb, the curb.
路牙子, the curb.
Once you have passed the theory test and the road test, you get your UK driving license.
是啊, 我们今天可是真的学了不少词儿。 那Lily, 我们是不是再来复习一遍呢?
That's a good idea. Here we go.
正式驾照,
driving license.
还有实习驾照,
provisional driving license.
要想通过驾照考试, 首先是理论考试,
theory test.
然后是路考,
road test.
统一的道路交通标识,
the highway code.
考试通过率,
pass rate.
交通事故,
traffic accidents. Well, I hope you have a better idea now about driving in the UK. It's not easy to get a driving license, but it can be done.
Try to remember the new words and expressions we have learned today.
Okay, hope you have enjoyed our program. And from here in London, see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.